Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. It is Scotty Villa. It is UK Tom Monday Night Mike. It's bopping along, fellas. After a nice little Canadian Thanksgiving, as the Americans like to say, how we feeling?
The Americans know that?
They're like, oh, it's Canadian Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. They know. They would know what we do. They care.
Everyone good? Everyone fed? Everyone stuffed?
I am still in a food coma.
You're looking like it, all relaxed, laid back.
My big chair.
Big comfy chair. Big comfy chair. Mike, how's your chicken and broccoli?
That's fucking great. Getting those gains, baby.
Why?
Right back to the gym today.
Why?
You know, just overall health.
Nah, that's not important.
Oh, yep.
We don't worry about that.
And then they were dropping like, yeah, don't I know it? Don't I know it? I'm going to have two guys on the pod having a fucking grabber one day. Scotty V is banned. It's like, I heard he died. You're like, same thing.
Actually, his lap band broke and he's done. Yeah, sorry, bud. guys, this past weekend, not only was it Thanksgiving up here, but AEW Wrestle Dream happened in Tacoma, Washington.
Hot wrestling town.
Hot wrestling town. Everyone loves to work Tacoma, Washington. And you got a nice... I'm going to be a dick here. You got a nice 5.5-hour pay-per-view. I think that includes pre-show for AEW Wrestle Dream. And I would say the majority of the reviews that I'd read, I haven't seen it yet, doing family stuff and whatnot over the weekend. It looked like majority of the people really enjoyed that show. It looked like a very fun pro wrestling pay-per-view. Did you guys get to catch any of it? See clips online? Have any opinions on what the Wrestle Dream brought?
It brought the same shenanigans. 800 people were on the Wrestle Dream card. So you love to see that.
I didn't see it, but I saw some clips online. And what I saw looked pretty good.
Yeah, I got to be honest. It looked like fun. There's definitely some stuff there that should have been on Dynamite or Collision that didn't need to be on a pay-per-view. But I also know full well that Tony likes to load up his pay-per-views. So... that's just the way it goes.
Like, you think you'd learn?
He seems happy with his format. I don't know, and I haven't seen or looked for any type of pay-per-view buys at all in the last year or so. but whatever they're doing must be working well for them, because they keep doing it. They give their diehard fan base, which AEW I don't think has very many casual fans. They give their fans what they want: a shit ton of wrestling, very little downtime, and a lot of matches on their pay-per-views.
Which is exactly why I was messaging earlier this week saying I'm going to order AEW Wrestle Dynasty in the Tokyo Dome.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see what Tony cooks up for somewhere like the fucking Tokyo Dome. Like, that thing's going to be 14 days long.
So that is that majority driven AEW pay-per-view with New Japan involvement, or is it a 50-50 deal?
It's AEW for AEW, New Japan, CMLL, and Ring of Honor, but I don't know if that company still exists.
Not after this new TV deal, it doesn't.
Exactly.
Does AEW still exist?
If you guys just didn't know, I still pay for New Japan World. And I believe you can get that show on there. It might be one of those pay-per-views that you still have to purchase within New Japan World.
I'm pretty sure it will be.
Deal. So I can at least get you guys that far. If you need my login, I can get you into New Japan's world. After that, you're on your own. But yeah, Wrestle Dream, great reaction. The negative that I saw was kind of the negative that I always see on pay-per-views about AEW pay-per-views is it's too long, too many matches, some stuff that shouldn't have been on a pay-per-view. But a lot of the negativity that I saw, which was still small, was the way that the pay-per-view ended. I want to get right into the main event, which is Jon Moxley versus Bryan Danielson for the AEW championship. And Mox wins. He chokes out Danielson. Mm-hmm. Mox wins the title, hands the title to Claudio. Claudio puts it in like a duffel bag. We don't see the title again. And I'm assuming there's still the Blackpool Combat Club. I don't know if they still use that name or not. But the beatdown still goes down on Danielson. And then you got guys coming out to save Danielson. Wheeler Yuta comes out to try to stop the beatdown. We all know what happens. He turns on Danielson, including putting the paper bag over the plastic bag over Danielson's head.
Shocking.
And that was it. And people are saying that's the end of Bryan Danielson's career, that he's not coming back. We all know that he said it himself in interviews with Sports Illustrated and other wrestling outlets that he's got to have neck surgery. And as soon as he loses the title, he's got to go away. And he doesn't know if he'll be back. His full-time run is done as a pro wrestler. So did we like the way that the pay-per-view ended? Because so some people are mad because they're saying if it's his last match, he should have gotten a big goodbye and a big hurrah. I don't buy into that one bit.
I think that it ended exactly how Bryan Danielson would have wanted his in-ring career to end. Full-time career. So, yeah. Hey, whatever. I'm not booking or paying for it, so do what you want.
I mean, after the exit after WrestleMania 30, with that sad story, I mean, what do you do for that guy? He's beloved. Putting a plastic bag on his head and fucking killing him on TV is just the kind of booking that AEW is going to do. I mean, and for their social media presence, like, AEW will not be showing the heinous attack on Bryan Danielson. Like, fuck off, you did it. You booked it. Like, it's still wrestling. What do you mean?
I'm not sure Jon Moxley needs to be a four-time AEW champion though. Like,
I have no issues with that. I really don't. He's kind of been the guy that anytime there's been some bad shit happening in AEW, whether it's backstage stuff or a lull in things, he's the kind of the guy that they go to try to bring things back up. And this time I'm even more intrigued with it because there seems to be a pretty heavy storyline involved with whatever Moxley and his crew are doing with the mysterious promos that he's been cutting. It sounds like he's not the one pulling the strings. Someone is pulling the strings and making Mox and the crew doing this. And I'm invested. I'm curious to see if we get another chapter on Dynamite. That's my only issue sometimes with Dynamite is I tune in the next week and I don't get the next chapter. because it's either on Collision or Twitter or whatever, right? So a big follow-up from Wrestle Dream will be what's next with this Moxley crew that's happening, and who's behind all of it.
It'll be the AEW debut of Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Oh, I was just saying.
You got no chance.
That would be something.
My issue with Moxley as a four-time champion is the company's only 5 years old. We don't need four-time champions 5 years in.
I can definitely see that. Everyone else is still a one-time champion, though, right? Besides CM Punk.
Yeah. Apart from,
I think I'm good with that because Omega had a long run, Jericho had a long run, MJF had a long run, Hangman had a decent run.
I forgot Hangman was champion.
Yeah. It was a decent run, but I think he kind of came in and they hit a lull, and it just wasn't really much. And I think, was it MJF that beat Hangman?
Fuck, I can't remember what happened yesterday.
But I don't know. I think I'm good with it because a couple of Mox's runs were only a couple months. He had to be a transitional champion to kind of get him out of a bind, didn't he?
Yeah.
So
they got other people.
They have people.
They do have a lot of people there. Yeah, I don't know. That part doesn't bother me. But we're talking Bryan Danielson with the career he's had and the run he's had in AEW. Just standing alone on itself is something that you just kind of can't shy away. The guy showed up to work. He busted his ass. He put on great matches. Like, wasn't it right off the bat? He had like a Broadway with Hangman on Dynamite.
Was it Hangman or Omega?
Or sorry, yeah, Omega. Kenny. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He had great matches with Hangman too. Like the guy showed up to work to try to finish the career. He'd hoped he could finish it his way kind of thing, right? Having great matches with storylines, selling injuries, big moves, big moments. And I think this send-off is a great, great thing for Danielson's career. I think we'll see him in the ring again if this surgery goes well. But I don't think we see him back in the Fed.
You might.
I think we see him in a Rumble.
Yeah.
In a Rumble,
I don't count that out either.
I think we see him in a Rumble, and then that WrestleMania, he goes in the Hall of Fame.
I think the only time we see him is the Hall of Fame.
AEW's not going to be a company, so they're all going back to the Fed. Or to just work PWG shows or head back and make Japan a thing again.
Well, PWG's not even running right now.
Well, AEW took all the talent that used to fuck up.
I think we'll see him back in the WWE ring, but as a one-time thing. And that's why I think the Rumble, because they're easy to be protected in.
Yeah, it's fun to book. And you don't at this point, it doesn't matter how you book Bryan Danielson or he gets books himself. He's over and he's a legend. So
yeah,
people are seeing that. The Fed is not the place it was.
Mm-hmm.
Vince in charge was a deterrent for a lot of talent. That is over. If your contract's up and calls come in, I highly recommend as a talent you entertain the call.
I was a little bit surprised about Daniel Garcia. I thought he was NXT bound, but he stayed with AEW.
I think that's the reason why he didn't sign, and this is just pure guessing and fandom, but I don't think he would want to go to NXT because it's a smaller step down to development.
Yeah, but that doesn't, these days, it doesn't necessarily, because you're on NXT, it doesn't mean you signed a developmental deal. It's just you're on NXT for a little while.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no,
even Paige is mad?
There's no way they are paying Julia a developmental deal.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. That's a good call. I see, because Daniel Garcia, since he's come in, he's been pretty high profile storylines. He was with the Jericho crew for quite a while. He got a major push. He became a quote unquote sports entertainer and got himself really over. I just have a hard time seeing him wanting to go to NXT where are you going to get that same spotlight? Are you going to be in a stadium stampede match in NXT? You're not really.
More people watch NXT.
Twice as many people.
So I know. Fucking go to where the eyes are. Also, a dance got Daniel Garcia over. A fucking dance.
Yeah, and also the dude's like 26 or some shit. Like, he can go to NXT.
What is the shame? Shinsuke Nakamura went to fucking NXT.
That's different, like, compared to the NXT now, though. NXT
I
when Shinsuke
don't
came
think
was
so.
This
is
shit.
It? I mean, it was. So. You have a point.
100% it was. There was Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and Finn Balor. And
no, we don't mention him.
Yeah, you're fucking banned.
What do you guys got wrong? What's
you're
wrong
banned.
With Finn Balor?
You don't need to. He's a fucking loser.
But you do have a point that NXT isn't what it once was, but they're working their way back up.
No, I think that brand is viable now. Like, I think it is a brand you talk about like that. They've proven it. The ratings prove it. What does AEW get to say? We're doing it. No, you're not. But AEW looks like a developmental program sometimes.
AEW can't say that, though. They just got a $150 million TV deal.
What did NXT get? About the same.
Yeah, about the same. But, I mean, it's
what
still...
What did WWE get?
We're just
billion.
Saying numbers now. I'm just saying...
it's the same fucking company.
AEW has done their job, too. Yeah, their ratings are not good. Their attendance is not good, but they're still getting the money. So I why wouldn't you stay where you have more creative freedom as well? I think that was a big part of why Daniel Garcia stayed where he was.
Creative freedom?
Yeah, a lot
with
of the
that
AEW
many
guys
on the fucking cart.
The AEW
26 year old Daniel Garcia is just
there.
Like, it's not going to work for me, brother.
Indeed. The other thing is, outside of the dance, what has he done?
I agree.
I don't know. I'm not a big Daniel Garcia guy.
Well, just fucking sit here fighting for the guy.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here because I think he didn't want to go to NXT. I didn't read a dirt sheet. I didn't see anything online. That's just my guess.
No wonder we banned you.
Yeah.
I banned you motherfuckers first. I banned you so many times.
Well, we ignored it.
Yeah, you're banned.
Well, no, now I'm ignoring it.
No, you can't do that.
Two against one.
Yeah, you're outvoted.
Yeah, pod vote happened. You're banned.
This was fucking stupid. I don't know why I was fucking.
He just wants
Dude,
to keep
you were
the conversation
my bland
rolling.
Brother. We were bland brothers for life. Me and you, we worked at the Rogers Vid.
This guy just had gravy today, so. Yeah.
So he's in because he had gravy?
Yeah.
I mean, you're out because you didn't have gravy.
I'm almost
exactly.
I feel like the image of this week's pod should be Scotty V's plate from Thanksgiving. The travesty that was that plate from Thanksgiving.
I still think that Scott never chose. You have to choose between the Zack Sabre Jr. match or a Mike meal.
That's right.
That's
going to be here.
That's a name that's banned. Is that fucking Pud?
There's no wrestlers to talk about the amount of banning happening.
Oh,
I mean, I think like the listeners at this point probably just assume we hate AEW. Like, they have not changed the program. They have not adapted. We don't have people coming to the shows. What do we do? Let's just do the same thing. That's not fucking working.
I like AEW. I'm just not paying that much for a pay-per-view.
Yeah, no, it's just like, even think about like weekly TV. Like, get out of your formula. Like, take a fucking chance. Not put plastic bags over people's heads. Like, this isn't changing the wrestling game.
Do you think
the Wyatt Six already killed Chad Gable on TV?
Do you think AEW comes back to Regina?
At this point, you can go anywhere where no one's coming.
I don't think so. I would love it if they did, because I'd be one of the first ones to buy tickets. I'm wearing an AEW hat right now. It's one of my favorite hats. I love the AEW logo. I watch pretty much every Wednesday still. Sometimes it's a battle. And I agree with Tom. We've been kind of accustomed to not having to drop $50 a month or every other month for a pay-per-view because can get it in a subscription service. Now, my hope is that with the new Warner Discovery deal that they did with Bell Media in Canada, that we will get some of the streaming services that will be coming to Max TV or Max streaming in the States. But I think we have to wait till closer to the end of the year to find out if we're going to get anything.
But if it's through Bell, then it's Crave bound.
Yeah. And even still in Max streaming in the States, you still have to pay for pay-per-views. It's not the full price, but you'll get a discounted price, but I imagine it's only going to be $10 off.
That's what $150 million gets you.
Yeah, I guess.
If it's not 10 bucks a pay-per-view, I don't want it.
Right. So
it's like, it's if you're going to adapt and go the streaming route, then do it.
I agree. But I think it's still a young company where they yes, Tony Khan has complete fuck you money. He's got all the money in the world and he can probably afford to lose a lot of it. But no billionaire wants to lose a cent. They just don't. That's not how these people become billionaires. So
and also Tony Khan doesn't have fuck you money. Shad Khan has fuck you money.
And at what point, like, do you just go like we have to not do this anymore?
Yeah, it's
sorry. The ticket sales is you need to have people come to the fucking event.
See, I agree with Scott that I think they can drag this out for fucking decades if they're smart. But they need to start booking smaller venues. It looks awful on TV. I'm not on the AEW is doomed wagon.
I am.
But
you are the wagon.
They do need to make some changes, and they're just little ones, like book fucking smaller venues. WWE did it last week with NXT. Like, they sold fuck all tickets for NXT in St. Louis, so they moved to a small venue.
And so Tom gave me the Iggy on the group chat, like NXT was in a smaller venue. Scott, you're probably going to hate it because I don't like the small venues of TNA. It sounds like I'm watching COVID wrestling where there was like 10 people in the building. So I was worried. I checked it out and I got to give it to WWE. They know how to mic a room because that room, even though it was small and visually small, it still one looked good, but it sounded great. It sounded like that building was full, much like they did at Full Sail when in NXT's original run, where that I think they only had 150, 200 people at Full Sail. And that place sounded loud as hell. And it was the most popular brand in pro wrestling at the time when NXT was at its peak. It was outdoing WWE main show pay-per-view or main roster pay-per-views all the time. So AEW, you can do it. So use some of that money to get your fucking audio issues fixed, because god damn, your show sounds bad sometimes.
A lot of it's still like, it's still a business. TV, even at a point, will be like, hey, our ratings keep dropping. We can just replay a fucking old football game, or we can just replay a sports documentary that'll get more eyes on it and advertisers will find just as lucrative. That's what kills your company in that regard. You want to be on YouTube? You did that. No one watched it there either.
Tony, I don't think Tony Khan would have a problem taking everything to Triller TV.
I don't think
so either. You're probably right. Like, if there's an outlet, yeah, but
Fight TV, whatever the hell it's called now.
I just, man, all the talent there, like, I look at guys like Ricochet where I'm like, yeah, you get to go and be that guy in ring. You do. And that match at WrestleDream is awesome. It's exactly what you wanted to see. But I still truly believe, and I know, like, fucking Mark for the Fed, whatever. I'm comfortable with it. What they're doing is better produced. It's better for the talents. I don't think anyone there can now say it feels like working in the Fed of old.
Not one bit. The one thing about AEW, too, is their roster seems to be getting older, which 5 years ago, they had every young talent that was available coming in. Plus, you bring in a couple veterans like Jericho to add things up, but they keep signing guys that are older all the time now. I'm finding and seeing and hearing. You're bringing in Bobby Lashley. You're bringing in MVP. You're bringing in Shelton Benjamin. All those guys are, I believe, like 48 and up. Mm-hmm. So, not saying they don't haven't earned the right to be signed and everyone, you know, gets their own deal kind of thing, right? But how much TV time are you going to invest in like a handful of now 50-year-olds that...
Do you hear what this sounds like? WCW.
That's where the big boys
it.
Play.
You fucking lived this, man.
So,
and they had Ted Turner money and they still said fuck it.
So the thing that's interesting for me, and is Bobby Lashley coming? Is that confirmed?
It's not confirmed, but I mean,
but it's heavily hinted at.
Yeah.
Now, Bobby Lashley's last run in WWE, I loved. And I can't think of a single fucking person on the AEW roster I want to see him wrestle. Like,
that's the thing. He's bigger than everybody. He should literally walk in there and destroy everyone. The guy's a monster. Look at Bobby Lashley. He should be able to come in.
I mean, Lashley and Ospreay, I think, would be interesting. But a match I actively want to see for Bobby Lashley and AEW, I can't think of any. Maybe Moxley? I don't know.
I think that would be clunky.
Imagine if they, you know, used fucking Miro instead of making him unhappy.
No, we can't have Miro versus Lashley again. I've still got PTSD from the last fucking time they wrestled. Yeah, good call. There'll be weddings and Lana and fucking goats involved again. Jesus Christ.
That's a very good call. Very good call. But you got Will Hobbs, which I'm...
Is he still there?
Exactly.
He was hurt for a while. He's according to the dirt sheets, he's healthy and waiting for creative. Everyone online is assuming he's going to be part of this MVP crew because they're maybe reasons. Terrible people. I don't know.
Do you think Hobbs stayed because he gets to flex creative? Like he gets that creative freedom over there at AEW? I bet that's why he stayed, right?
He gets to say, I like that. So yeah.
60 grand a year, 401k. Cool.
Lashley and Lance Archer, maybe that would be good. Now I'm thinking about
that'd be a one-time match, and you'd never see Lance Archer for like another 8 months.
Which keeps Perfect. Happening. Like, stop booking that. That guy is so talented. Stop booking him like that.
Or just start booking him, period, instead of just having him come in as a one-off monster, then gone for 6-8 months. But
also.
Yep.
Why have they put Jake the Snake Roberts with the luchadors?
Because they made a trade.
But why?
Because.
But it makes no fucking sense.
They made a trade.
What you have just defined is AEW. It just doesn't make any fucking sense.
I want a documentary where we have to watch Jake the Snake Roberts, Roosh, Beast Mortis, and the other fucking dude have a conversation. I want to watch that.
They're teaching him Spanish. That's the angle I would use.
Come on.
Classroom backstage.
You know how many matches Jake the Snake has had with Tito Santana? Like hundreds.
Hey, he's fine. Jake main evented Triple Mania.
See?
He had his head shaved by Conan.
We're worrying about nothing now, fellas.
But. Yeah, the saving grace of AEW. This is it. Fucking hell. Dude, what world am I in? Jump on the wagon, Monday Night Mike. You can come with me. No one from AEW will let me be on the podcast if we interview them. Fuck you anyway.
I don't think we're in any danger of that happening.
Yeah.
I'll work
you
on
think
it.
They,
I'll
you think they'd take all the press they could get?
You had mentioned the match between Will Ospreay, Ricochet, and Takeshita from WrestleDream for the, is it still the International Championship? Is that what they call it?
Is that what it's called still?
I thought it was called something else now.
Yeah, I'm actually not sure, to be honest with you.
I'm actually going to have to.
It's the International Championship.
Okay, International Championship. Yeah. Will Ospreay was the International Champion. He is now a former two-time international champion because Takeshita took home that championship in what was hailed as a fantastic triple threat, three-way dance, three-way match. I don't know what AEW labels their triple threats, but that leads into something that I'm very excited about this weekend, which is Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling making its debut this weekend. They got two shows Saturday and Sunday. It is Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling, Forged in Excellence. This is the new company by Scott D'Amore. He used to be the head of creative and run TNA Wrestling and Impact. And Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling is back. We've got some big shows those two nights. We've got big stars, in my opinion, big stars. Takeshita will be defending that international championship, that AEW International Championship against Josh Alexander from TNA Wrestling. That match, Tom, you got to be pumped for that match.
That match will go fucking hard. Like, Josh is one of the best in the world, and I literally do not have a bad word to say about Takeshita.
It's impossible. There's times where I'm like, I want Takeshita to lay it in more, but that's usually earlier on the match. And later on the match, he gets fucking going, boys, and he's so much fun to watch. So I believe that is on the Sunday night. It's the second
and
night.
I think on the Saturday, it's Takeshita and Mike Bailey, which... I mean, you guys are very aware of my opinion of Mike Bailey. So
oh, yeah. Yeah, we know you stand up for attention for Speedball Mike Bailey.
I mean, doesn't everybody look at that mullet? But for the listeners that don't know, if we're talking dream matches, Mike Bailey is pretty much always in mine.
Mm-hmm.
Him versus Takeshita will go absolutely fuck. That could be match of the year of any company.
It could be rivaled by the next night, though, because Speedball Mike Bailey on Sunday takes on El Phantasmo from New Japan Pro Wrestling.
I love El Phantasmo.
Is Speedball a Canadian?
He is, yes.
He's from Quebec, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and El Phantasmo is Canadian too.
Kind of
so.
Canadian.
Yeah. Speedball got, he couldn't wrestle in the States for 5 years for something to do with the border up there. So that's when he came over to the UK. And I actually got to watch Speedball versus Phantasmo in a Rev Pro ring, and it was
nice.
Fucking phenomenal.
Matches like that have sold me. I'm going to be picking up these pay-per-views this weekend, and I'm pretty stoked for it, pretty excited for it. You're getting some veteran pro wrestling as well. I'm going to screw up his name, and I'm sorry. Raj Desi, formerly Jinder Mahal.
Jinder Mahal.
Okay, Jinder Mahal. He's taking on Bully Ray in a tables match. That is on the Saturday night.
Fucking awful.
It's not going to be good. And I love Bully Ray.
I know, you fucking Mark. Come on.
Did you see what Bully Ray did in GCW this weekend?
I sure did. I was waiting for you to.
I hope he did it for fucking free. Motherfucker didn't even take his hoodie off.
He lit the table on fire, though.
He lit fucking Joey Janelli. Joey Janelli.
Joey Janelli.
He lit fucking Joey Janella on fire.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, he went to the burn unit for that one I saw, Tom. He did. Was lit up.
He was, yeah. So
Pepsi Phil was mad about some glass? Wrestling's confusing. Also, everyone getting lit on fire. Eddie Kingston wasn't allowed to light someone on fire.
I mean, yeah, if Eddie Kingston went to GCW, he could light whoever the fuck he wants on fire.
Maybe he should.
First good day. He's coming back. I with what's going on with AEW, with this whatever rogue group is that's being led by somebody to face off what it looks like to be the faces of AEW, I think Eddie Kingston will be part of that group, because it looks like it's going to be Darby. It looks like it's going to be, why am I blanking? But you know what I mean.
I don't, but
NWO, is that what you mean? This company is oddly familiar. The things I've seen in the past.
We know. I have a pretty good idea who's fucking with Moxley's head.
Is it the name that's been thrown out there for weeks now?
It could be somebody that took pictures with assholes in an airport.
Yeah,
and okay. they like money.
Yeah, yeah. makes sense. I'm curious. I think we could be getting some sort of reveal like within the next 2 or 3 weeks on that.
Hey, maybe it's Jake the Snake Roberts.
It could be. Might as well. Another trade might have happened.
Yeah.
I just want to jump back to Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling for a second. Yes. They've got some multi-man matches in it. I'm not a big fan of them, even though I pay for New Japan World. I'm not a big fan of multi-man matches. But this one's got Trevor Lee, Rocky Romero, Alex Zane versus Josh Alexander, Stu Grimson, and El Phantasmo. That one will be really, really fun to watch. That one kicks off the show on Saturday night.
I don't know how familiar you guys are with Alex Zane, but he's a hell of a talent. So
I've only seen tiny little clips lately about him. I might have even been the Maple Leaf Pro Twitter account tweeting about it, but there's some wild shit there, dudes. Holy smokes. The women are getting involved as well. There's Lucky Lane versus Taylor Rising versus Kylie Rae versus Aurora Taves. I think that's how her name is spelt or pronounced. Either way, they're in a fatal four-way as well on Saturday night. But guys, it's loaded shows both nights. Check them out. QT Marshall's on the card. Mike's a big QT Marshall fan. Pops for him all the time. They had the same mustache for a while.
Is QT on the show? Like, why is Scott wasting money on that?
He's fighting not even going to attempt to try to say this guy's name. Fuck that.
Okay, now I need you to try.
Yeah, go for it.
Bhupinder.
Perfect way to end the show.
Bhupinder. Oh, Bhupinder Gajar.
Gajar, yes. He has like six J's in his last name.
It's too many.
But check it out, guys. We'll be ordering it. We're up against the clock here. It's been a fun show, but let us know what you thought of AEW's Wrestle Dream. And if you're checking out Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling, I sent out a tweet earlier on the socials at In My House Pod. I already had a few responses, people saying that they've already ordered the pay-per-views for Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling. So we'll be doing the same. We'll chat about it next week. Guys, that was a fun show.
We out of time?
Out of time.
How'd that happen?
I rambled.
AW happened.
For UK Tom, Money Night Mike, I'm Scotty Villa. This has been the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house.
It's my house.
Yowie wowie.